your book's journey isn't over after it's been launched. Nope, it's got a whole lifetime ahead of itself. And so while I'm leading you through writing and launching a best-selling book, I'm also showing you how to make that book work for you for the rest of your career and your life. Welcome to Launch Your Book with Anna David. Hi there, you're listening to Launch Your Book with Anna David. I'm your host, Anna David. Every week, I either interview a best-selling author about how they wrote and launched their book and used that book to build their business, or I answer a question. And today I am answering the question, how do I use social media to promote my book? Well, my first bit of advice is pick your platform or platforms. Do not try to be everything for everyone. And I will tell you up front, I know the most about Instagram and the second most about Facebook and the third most about LinkedIn. Do not come to me if you want information about Pinterest and any other, or TikTok, sorry. But in the show notes for this episode, I will put links. I do know people who, I know these women who have a great class on using Pinterest to promote your book, and somebody who I know who's got great information about using TikTok. So go to the show notes, and I should tell you right now that the show notes you can find at launchpadpub.com/blog/social-media. So let us talk about Instagram. Now, the main way that authors use Instagram to promote their books is that they make quote cards on Canva.com. Now, if you don't know about Canva.com, today is the beginning of the rest of your life, because it is the ultimate, this is Canva, call me. They're not a sponsor, but please call me Canva. You know, this is without Photoshop, without needing a designer, you can create everything from book covers to presentations to decks to anything you want, including quote cards. So you can find the best quotes from your book. You can do that while you're writing. Short ones are going to work the best. And create cards. Use the same font and the same color as your book cover. Keep it all consistent. You can, and forgive me if some of this stuff is obvious and you already know it, but use Linktree or another platform that allows you to put multiple links in your bio, because links are not clickable in Instagram captions, but you can, and you only get space for one link in your bio. So you can use Linktree and you can have a whole bunch of other links. And that means you can link to your Amazon page, you can link to a book page on your website, you can link to media interviews and other things that you're doing for your book, whatever it is. One way to keep the Instagram posts alive and active is tag other people. Don't abuse that. Don't be tagging strangers all the time, because it's annoying sometimes, but use it. Tag other people that you want to see this post. Now, there are all sorts of little things that people do, and I'm sure you've seen them and probably done them. And, you know, they'll say, like, give a heart if you agree for this. Tag a friend who needs to hear this. Whatever you want to do, those things, I think, I've started to get a little bit cliche or obvious, but do whatever you can to encourage comments, or even better, encourage people to save. Allegedly, that Instagram algorithm loves it when people save things. So say, you know, if you are providing a quote that is teaching something useful, say, why not save this? Another thing that Instagram loves is carousels, which is, you know, many photos, you know, a series of photos in a sequence. You know, it keeps more people on your post. When people comment back. When they like, one thing you can do is you can go, and you don't need to go and follow them if you want to, although that's really lovely. You can just go and like their last few posts on their page. So that is one thing you can do. The other thing you can do is you can put excerpts from your book as captions. You have 2,200 characters on Instagram. So you can definitely take excerpts from your book and paste them there. There is a wonderful resource that I will provide the links to that does a nice paragraph break. I don't know if you know, but Instagram can be really annoying when you're trying to do spacing and paragraph breaks. It doesn't work. So if you go to the show notes, I will give you a link to my favorite one. You, of course, if you have over 10,000 followers, you can do stories that say swipe up and you can put a link. If you don't have 10,000 followers, still do stories. Instagram loves stories. I heard something that said that, oh, wow, this is a lot to do to really get your audience to fall in love with you. Do 10 stories a day. Yeah, that's a lot. Obviously, reels are all the rage. Reels, and I'm not going into how to do each of these things because I am not a social media expert. I would advise you to go to the experts, and I can link to some of those in the show notes. But reels are those videos, and you know, a lot of people will do those ones where they're pointing at different words. I'm guilty of that. I'm not a fan of those. Who knows? You may see me do one today, but I, you know, I'm experimenting with reels and making them more funny. Rather than trying to teach, just trying to, you know, have some fun. Obviously, hashtags are a thing. I will tell you about hashtags. You may feel silly doing them. I got my very first client because he was searching hashtags. This was back when I posted a lot about addiction and recovery. He was searching like recovery hashtags. He found me. He came to me and said, I would like you to write and publish my book. So I've gotten many clients from Instagram. Now, Instagram may feel like just an ode to our vanity, and plenty of times it does feel like that to me, but I have you know, my bank account tells me that it actually has been pretty useful. Now, for hashtags, you do not want to use the same ones every time. You really want to use hashtags that are specific for what that post is about. So you can do, for your book, screen grabs of people's reviews. You can grab the screen grabs from Amazon and post them, or you can take excerpts, you know, little bits from them and make them into quote cards on Canva or whatever. One thing that I definitely recommend, there is a site called Adazing, Adazing. Again, I will link in the show notes. And it is the best site. It'll do really cool graphics of your book. It'll make your book 3D. It will make images where it puts your book cover on a tablet or shows a cat with your book. It's like very, very, very cool. I highly recommend going onto Instagram Live and talking about your book, possibly doing interviews with other people about your book. You can go on an Instagram tour. We had a client who did, she spent a month after her book doing Instagram takeovers, where she took over literally the friend's account, and she just introduced herself to that person's audience and talked about her book, and it was really, really effective. I recommend changing your Facebook cover, your Twitter cover, your Facebook image, your LinkedIn cover. I'm assuming you have all of these things, your YouTube cover, and anything else to a cover, an image that shows your book. Again, Canva is your best friend. You can easily make all of those things, and you can make them clickable. Say on Facebook, you can make your cover image, just maybe not just your book cover, but maybe your book cover and then something that says available now, click here, and then put as the caption URL to your Amazon page or to wherever they can get the book. You can make a link to the book, a pinned post, your pinned post on Twitter, on Facebook, put a link in your, this is not quite social media, in your email, put it everywhere you can. So when it comes to Facebook, what's going to work the best are stories. Now, I don't know, I do recommend creating a separate Facebook page, a public page or a fan page or whatever you want to call it. You feel self-conscious doing it, and you know it's not going to have the same reach as a personal page because Facebook just doesn't prioritize the public page, you know, in terms of the algorithm. But I recommend doing it. And then sharing stories. People love stories of triumph. They love stories of success. And they love photos. Now, Facebook really wants to keep you on and everybody else on Facebook. So links that take them out of Facebook are not going to perform as well. If you create a Facebook public page and there's no action and there's no one there, just start inviting people to it. You can run likes campaigns. I find Facebook advertising pretty complicated. That is the easiest kind of Facebook advertising to do. Whenever somebody likes one of your posts on Facebook, you can then invite them to like your page, and you will over time build up that page. Now, when it comes to LinkedIn, it is definitely the more professional of all of these sites that I'm talking about. So I recommend if your book is about something where you're teaching something, where there's something that's going to grab people who are interested in building their business in any way, that's what you post on LinkedIn, and hashtags are also important there. One thing you can do when your book comes out is you can direct message people on Instagram. You can do it on Facebook, and you can do it on LinkedIn. What I have done is I made videos that were saying like, hey, my book comes out tomorrow. It would mean so much if you would go and get it. You can do, you can do voice notes. Whatever you can do to get people excited, it's really easy to assume, hey, if I post this, everybody's going to know to go get my book. You'd be amazed how much more likely people are to do something if you ask them directly to do that. So that is my little diatribe about how to use social media to promote your book. If you would like the show notes for this episode, just go to launchpadpub.com/blog/social media. And I will see you on social media as well as next week. Thanks for joining me this week on Launch Your Book with Anna David. For more info about the show, go to launchyourbookpod.com, where you can get show notes and so much more. If you got anything out of this episode, I can't tell you how much I would appreciate a review. And don't forget, my company, Launchpad Publishing, is here to help you at any stage in your writing and publishing journey. Just go to launchpadpub.com for more, and be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode.